Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, November 9th, and you know what that means. The return tonight of college basketball. It's hard to believe, but they are back. So today's episode, it's all about college basketball. But before we look forward, of course, we have to look back. A spectacular night on the show last night. We were on those of us on the Bears, me and Larry. Yes, but then look at that. Oh, the Warriors win big. Alabama, 7 goals scored in her over 5.5. How about the AB3 hitting? Steelers win on the money line, don't cover against the spread. Warriors win. Grizzlies win in overtime. What a fantastic night for the show and several more plays from Early Edge Live. You've got to tune into these live shows right before the games. You get so many extra plays. Also, by the way, last night, one of the bosses put out, Noah, that there was a guy, Maiden Focus, on the Twitter. He's always in the chat. He always watches. And if we hit this, which we did, Najee Harris, over 19.5 carries. He had 20, and then anytime touchdown, he also scored last night. One lucky viewer. So put your handle into the chat. We're going to select it live on the show. Year-long membership, and then we will send a T-shirt to Maiden Focus for his efforts in giving out those two winning tickets last night right here on the show. All right. Enough housekeeping. Let's bring in the stars of the show today. And I said it's all about college basketball. So look at my heavy hitters. And I'm going to start with The Rock, the heartbeat of this show. He is the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. You know, Maiden Focus, his real name is Walter. He worked in Vegas books for a long time. He specializes in horse racing, but also does great betting content on other stuff. So that's why I recommended him, and I'm glad he cashed.
You're damn right. 2 tickets. We'll take Maiden Focus every single time. Maestro always looking for talent wherever they are. Now I'm trying to figure out, where did we find Jay Smooth? Because he's fired up this morning for college basketball. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. I am so excited for college basketball. I feel like I've been waiting forever for this to come. Super excited to share the plays off my model all season. Let's get to it, man. Let's see what we got.
Also, don't forget, in your feed right now, Jay Smooth and my next capper, Zach Attack. The other day, our College Futures episode. You only got a few hours left. We do Wooden Award. We do conference winners. We do Final Fours. And, of course, the national championship. Zach, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. That showdown was epic yesterday. I had to take the loss on it, but I can't even remember all the flips and changes in the last 7 minutes of that game. It was just so crazy, but a great showdown.
It's funny that you should mention showdown, Zach, because you always take it like a champ. But I know somewhere out there in the viewing universe, Sia is watching right now. And Mikey, who took down Sia last night right here live on the show? Can you tell me the name?
I believe you did, and I'm glad you did, because I feel like we're going to have some challenges. He's just paying you to pay me later. I know that's what's going to happen.
Oh, I actually have to build my account back up just so I can make one bet with you. It's never even. It's always a little bit more. I get sucked in. Damn it, I love it so much. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I got to say that, Zach, you're on these college basketball coaches that are in the hot seat. If they don't win this year, they're out. Who are we talking about?
Well, Bobby Hurley of ASU, he's had some real down years the past couple of years, had a strong recruiting class last year, did not work out, and now he's on the hot seat. But I've got a theme here with both of these hot seat coaches. Tom Crean, also from Georgia, struggling. They're on the hot seat, but they're going to face teams that really struggled last year. And I think that's interesting when you need a coach that needs to win right off the bat. They're facing two teams that finished last year horribly. ASU, they're facing Portland. Portland lost 13 straight to end last year. ASU, a big favorite, minus 24. And then Georgia, they just lost their best player for the year 3 weeks ago, PJ Horn. Tom Crean in Georgia will face Florida International, who lost 13 of 14 to end last year. So two big matchups there. Georgia just a 9-point favorite. And then one quick other storyline. I was scrolling through the games yesterday. Minnesota St. Thomas. I'm like, what school is this? They are coming from Division III to Division I in the Summit League. They're going to play Chicago State. They have a coach that's been there for 11 years, and they went 7-0 last year. You look at Chicago State. They were 0-9. Then they decided to cancel the rest of the year. They fired their coach in July, just got a new head coach at the end of July. So that's an interesting one. Minnesota St. Thomas is -5.5 against Chicago State.
Interesting. -5.5 in their move over to Division I. Very, very, very interesting. All right, let's continue to pound that like button. Helps out the show. And if we get to a certain number, we'll give out another year-long membership. But right now, put your Twitter handle into the chat because Noah's looking. Who's going to be active? Who's the most active this morning? We're going to reward somebody with a year-long membership for those winning bets last night. All right, let's get into our board today. And we got one play from SportsLine. You know how good it is if you're a member of SportsLine. If you're not, I'm going to do you a solid. Use the promo code EDGE. Do it right now. And I'm going to give you 30 days for free. There is no better time. With college basketball starting, you get 30 days of all the sports betting information there. Football, hockey, all of it for free for 30 days. So we're going to go with Duke, -1, courtesy of Matty Severance. Now, listen to these numbers. Under Coach K, and this will be his final season. Let's not forget that. Roy Williams retired last year. Coach K retiring this year. It's the end of an era. 39-2 in season openers. 21 straight they have won under Coach K in season openers. They're only laying one tonight against Kentucky in the State Farm Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden. We're taking Duke -1. I can't believe the numbers. I can't believe this is only one. They've got the top recruit in the country. We're taking the Blue Devils. All right. Now, it would only be right. It would only be right if on the start of college basketball, we got one of our classic, speaking of Champions Classic, patented intros from one of our favorite guys. He is unbelievably smart. He's unbelievably sharp, and he's already moving the lines on day one. M squared, you know the drill, son. Give it to me.
All right, I was going to save my favorite play for the last, but I'm going to give it now because we've had some big market movement. It's the under 143.5 in Kansas and Michigan State tonight. This one's moved about 3 points in some spots in the last half hour. My simulations make it 138.4 is the total, so still a minor edge at the 140.5s, 141s out there. Watch it. It's a one that I wanted to wait till game day to play because I did think we'd see some public buying there. One thing that's interesting to note, over 60% of the action is coming in on the over, and we just saw a 3-point drop to the under in this one. So Michigan State, they catch a little bit of a break here as Jalen Wilson is suspended for Kansas. That's going to help things on the glass tremendously. It should limit second chance opportunities for Kansas. And I like the pace of play here. I think that it's going to be average or slower at best here. I think these two teams are going to play very hard, and it's going to play like a tournament game. They want to start the season with a win. It's going to be a very competitive game. I like the under here, as we should see some longer possessions, some really tight defensive efficiency in this game. Take the under in Kansas and Michigan State. And then my second play, Georgia -9. As you heard from Zach here, Tom Crean definitely on the hot seat. They lost one of their best players. They've had 10 new players transfer in here, but I do like a couple of these players. They get FIU though. FIU is just absolutely terrible. They rated 300th in both offensive and defensive efficiency last year. The thing that I like about this game and this Georgia team, they don't have a ton of chemistry yet because there's 10 brand new players, basically. However, they're going to play with a fast pace. They've always played with a fast pace, been a top 20 team in pace. FIU is going to invite that. And the problem with inviting such a friendly pace like that, when you're not a good team efficiency-wise on either end, it's going to lead to a lot of transition buckets for Georgia. I make this number all the way up to -13.4 in the simulations. Wow. I think it's an absolute gift getting this one under 10 for Georgia, as it is truly a must-win game to start the season for Tom Crean.
Incredible information from one of our incredible cappers. And as you were giving out that great dissertation, I read a little text from Cordell in the chat, and it really made me shake my head. I've been a longtime watcher, but never subscribed. However, I did parlay together and took it to the pay window. Bears, Rangers, over, and Warriors given by the team yesterday. So thank you. But why wouldn't you want that times 100? I don't understand. At SportsLine, you get everybody. You get everybody, every sport, every capper, everything. Why wouldn't you subscribe? I don't understand. But thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. It's kind of like putting a pizza in front of a kid and then saying, no, you can't eat that. But you can eat that if you want to. All right. We've got to move on. We've got to move on. Look at all you guys. All right, Zach, I know you've been fired up. You were incredible on our College Futures episode. Did I mention it's in your feed right now? I think I did, because you still have a few hours left before you can get those future tickets in. But we're talking about the here and the now. Zach, what do you have for us today?
Oh, I have a theme on both of my plays, Coach. I'm going against
two
smaller schools that not only got in the Big Dance last year, but they won. So I'm going to go against Ohio. I'm going to go against Abilene Christian. And I was looking at the chat comments. Brent Ritchie were on the same side with -3.5 against Ohio. Before the preview show yesterday, one of my future teams was Toledo in the MAC. Ohio's actually the favorite to win that conference. A lot of strong talent coming back from that team. But the one player they did lose was Jason Preston. And I think early on in the year, they were a team that you saw offensively be a little sluggish last year, but then Preston would pick them up. I think he averaged 8-9 assists a game. One of the reasons why he made it to the NBA. But I look at Belmont, they returned all 5 starters. And you remember they were 24-1 last year and then just had a free fall, lost 3 of 5 to finish off last year. So I think they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder. And this is the case when better offense beats good defense. So I'll take Belmont -3.5. And then this second play I will wait on. It's -9 Utah against Abilene Christian. I have a feeling this is going to go down to 8.5, maybe even 8. They fired Larry Krystkowiak. In comes Craig Smith, the very talented coach from Utah State. They also had 3 players transfer out. But I look at Abilene Christian last year. They won that game against Texas. They lost to UCLA. One of the things I took away from that is they are a very small team. They have a small ball lineup, 3 starting guards, all under 6 feet. One of them is 5'7". And they lost a key guy in their front court in Joe Pleasant, who transferred to Wichita State. So I look at Abilene Christian. The one takeaway from their games against Power 5 schools last year is they struggled to score points. They scored 47 points against Texas Tech, 53 against Texas, and then only 47 against UCLA. So you play this small ball lineup, I think Utah can beat them in the interior. And all you really need with a team that only can score 50, 55 points is one big run. I think Utah can get that at -9.
And that game is an 8 Eastern tip, so make sure you don't get shut out. Now, we have a winner in our Maiden Focus category from last night contest. Maiden Focus, he's going to get a t-shirt because he gave out 2 winning picks on the show. And John Reznetschek, Noah, the boss, has selected you because you are active in the chat. You just won a year-long membership. If you already have one, you will get an upgraded membership from Noah. Now, I also love to report when we have successfully done things on the show. So just 2 minutes ago, I said, Cordell, what are you doing? And Cordell responded. He says, I'm on it, Coach. I got my marching orders. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. A new family member. Cordell, come on over. The water is warm. All right. I made him wait. He doesn't like to wait. This is his sport. He's going to be one of our go-to guys this year. Jay Smooth, talk to me.
Oh, yeah, man. I can be patient for college basketball. I've waited long enough to be here in this spot right now. So let's talk a little bit about what I'm taking today. Most, if not all, of my picks for the season are going to be based off of a model that I've built myself. So it's really going to be about edges, right? We're always going to talk about edges. So what we're looking at today, Little Rock is going to be playing SIU. They're +7, or they were last night. You're going to get this +6.5, +6 right now, depending where you look. I still love it. I make this about 1.5 to 2 points instead. So you're getting a huge edge here from one of my biggest edges of the day, probably my favorite play of the day so far. Definitely going to have more later in the afternoon. Next, I'm going to take UNCG -8. Again, it's moved a little bit. This is going to happen a lot. I make my picks pretty late at night when lines come out, but this is at 8.5 now. Still like it. I make it -11. And then lastly, I'm going to go to Minnesota, who's playing UMKC. Minnesota at home. I'm really liking this one too. -8.5 is still available. You might see -9. I like both. I think you can play this all the way up to -12.
Fantastic today by you, Jay Smooth. I feel like you're kind of like a laser focus today. That was 3 picks. Very well done. By the way, all your picks will be on Sportsline this year, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you have to be a member in order to get all your picks on Sportsline, correct?
100%.
All right, Cordell. all the people out there like Cordell, they're listening. It's resonating. They're understanding. I got it. Follow the YouTube page. Got it. Notifications. Got it. All right. We're starting to get everything going now. All right. Good. It feels good. Feels good. By the way, Johnny in the chat said, hot damn. Been watching for a long time. Glad to finally be a winner. Johnny, you've always been a winner. Just today, you're a winner with us. And that takes you up just a little bit more. Now, talk about keeping the horse in the barn. It's time to let this stallion out. All right, Mr. Larry Hartstein, I know you are also laser focused. It's all about college basketball. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to ease into the season with one play tonight on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets laying 10. They lost the ACC Player of the Year. They lost the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. So I think a lot of people are down on them. They're picked 11th in the conference, but they got Michael DeVoe, who was the ACC Tournament MVP. They have Jordan Usher, a 6'7 transfer from USC. Great defensively. They bring in three good freshmen. Josh Pastner is getting more talent. Miami of Ohio returns pretty much everyone, but I just don't think they're that good, and they're small. And I think those guards who do most of the scoring are going to have a tough time shooting contested jumpers over guys like Usher and DeVoe, who are 6'7 and 6'5. So I'm going to play Georgia Tech. The coach's wife just had a baby a couple days ago. He will be on the sideline. There was a quote today where he was thinking if she had the baby this morning, he'd be able to coach in the game. And his wife said to him, no way am I having a baby and you're coaching. But luckily, the baby came 2 days ago.
I don't understand what's wrong with these women sometimes. What? Baby in the morning? Win by 12 basketball at night. Yeah, yeah, come on. Where's the dedication? Where's the dedication to the product? I don't know. I'd probably be there. All right. We are up against it. What a good, fun show today. This is a lot of fun today. All right. Okay. Well, I just got a text from the bosses. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. All right. I think we have everything covered today. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. Our very first one of college basketball. Updated lines are on there. They are current. M squared. Kansas, Michigan State. Under 140 and a half. We'll play it not much lower than that. Georgia minus 9. Zach Tech, Belmont minus 3.5. Utah minus 10. Again, current lines. Jay Smooth, Little Rock plus 6.5. UNCG 8.5. And Minnesota minus 8.5 as well. Then the Maestro, one play today. Georgia Tech minus 10. And then in the gym, the only place that we see any of the Maction tonight. But again, there are three simulations at SportsLine. If you want to bet on the three football games tonight, we got you covered there if you're a member. But today, the gym, Eastern Michigan, minus 5.5, Belmont, minus 3.5. We're fading the Bobcats. We're fading Ohio in football. We are fading Ohio in basketball. I don't know. Their volleyball team might be playing tonight too. Hurricanes, money line over the Tampa Bay Lightning. You put all three of those together. This one is tasty. Plus 6.65. Man, I cannot believe college basketball is starting. Don't forget, today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, it's a show that M Squared says is a show you have to watch every single week. Our Week 10 NFL Mega Preview live in your feed. Turn on those notifications. All right, there's only one thing left to do. And Kelsey, I saw all your pictures in your greenhouse out there. This one's for you. Get creative with it. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets, you know where, straight to the pay window. For my entire team, Noah, the bosses, M Squared, Maestro, Zach Attack, Jay Smooth, the jeweler, and I am the coach. This is the only sports betting brand you even need. We got you covered. Tell your friends about the Early Edge. Good luck.